More than 200 youth volunteers from churches in 9 states are in Pensacola this week, participating in the inaugural Grace of Pensacola Work Camp. The teenagers are providing free critical home upgrades for over 30 local elderly, handicapped, and lower-income residents. WUWF's Sandra Averhart has more details.
The young people arrived over the weekend and attended a kickoff event Sunday at Washington High School, where they're staying. The Pensacola Work Camp is one of 48 across the United States and Canada, coordinated by the national Colorado-based Group Cares program. The local sponsor is Grace of Pensacola, an outreach ministry of Christ Church. Warren Jerams, site supervisor for the Pensacola Work Camp, says for the next 5 days, groups of teenagers will be working at more than 30 local homes.
The work team will be comprised of 6 people. There's 5 high school students and an adult, and they don't know each other. When they come into town, they get mixed up and they get put into a work group where the other 5 people that they're working with are people they've never met before. So it's kind of a situation where you're not only trying to figure out how to do the work on the house, but how to build the relationships with the different people that you're working with for the week. And there are different denominations that are coming from churches all around the country, and it's basically a youth group in Scottsdale, Arizona, who's sending their youth group to Pensacola to work for the week. We have them from Texas and New York, Illinois, Indiana. I think there's a group from Georgia.
And there is a local group. There's a group from Christ Church that's participating.
That's right. We're actually sending our youth group, 20 high school-aged kids and 5 adults who are going to be there. So we're sending 25 people from our town to our own town to work in our town.
And they'll stay at Washington High School as well?
Okay. That's the thing is we're telling them they cannot go. They have to be treated as though they're in Timbuktu. They can't go home and sleep in their own beds.
Now, why did the church want to get involved with this in the first place?
Well, for the past 7 or 8 years, our church has sent our youth group around the country to West Virginia, Illinois, New York, to work on different cities with this organization that's pulling all of this together. And it's pretty expensive to send 25 people to New York. And so we've been trying for some time to try to get that organization to come and work in Pensacola so that we not only can reduce the cost of the church of having the people, reduce travel costs, but also our city gets the benefit of having the work done on 30 or 35 homes.
As the community sponsor, what is it that you have to do? There's a long list of things.
We have to secure the housing. We've basically rented the high school for 2 weeks. We have to raise the money to pay for all the materials and many of the other costs associated with getting the projects done. We have to identify the sites that the workers will be working on when they're here, and that's probably the most time-consuming part. We've been working on this now for about 6 months to identify the sites and then do a detailed write-up of the work that needs to be done at that site. We have to coordinate with local vendor Lowe's, who is, we've purchased the materials from, and they are delivering the materials to the sites. We have to get ladders on all the sites. A lot of these are paint jobs, so some of these sites require, 2 or 3 ladders. So I think we have a total of about 80 ladders that we have to get out and about. So there's a lot of logistics. We have a church liaison who's helped us coordinate with other churches. We have a hospitality group who's kind of making sure that the workers, when they're here, see the best side of our city and are treated very hospitably.
Now, you in particular are the site director, and so you, in fact, have worked with the City of Pensacola Housing Department to identify these homes, and you've gone door-to-door to try to make it happen, right?
I have. The city gave me a list of several hundred homes that would be possible candidates for us. And I actually knocked on the door, met the people, explained the mission and vision of what we're trying to do and see if they'd be interested in participating. And if they met the qualifications, which are really pretty simple, their house needs to be worked on and they need to be financially in need, elderly, people who are disabled, single mothers.
Do you have an idea of how much this is going to cost?
Well, the materials would be between $20,000 and $25,000. And the estimate of the value of the volunteers coming town and the economic impact to our community is well in excess of $100,000.
And you've said that you could have done way more homes. You feel like this is a great service, and in this community, in Pensacola alone, you're just scratching the surface.
We are. Originally, we had been planning for over 400 workers to come to town, but for one reason or another, we only got 225, which in our first year, we're not too disappointed with. But in having gone around and seen the neighborhoods in our city and met with a lot of homeowners, we could do 500 homes in this town and barely scratch the surface of what needs to be done as far as working with some of these homes.
Warren Jerams with Grace of Pensacola, which is coordinating a contingent of youth volunteers who are providing free home improvements for eligible city residents this week. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.